Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in the capital, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And our thanks to all of the management and staff for their constant support for us on the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of OM? Clodagh sent this in to us, and I want you to have a listen to this. She sent it on WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. And here's what Clodagh said. Please don't give out my full name if you cover this, Adrian, but you need to highlight this. I only found out yesterday that male circumcision is legal in Ireland. This is a disgrace. I'm pregnant at the moment, and my husband, who is South African, wants our son to be circumcised when he is born. I've had murder with him over this and told him, no way. Him and all his brothers were done because it is their culture. I looked into it and found out that it actually does happen in Ireland. This is a disgrace. Unless it's a medical emergency, it should never happen. Why is it not illegal in Ireland, asks Clodagh. I don't care what your religion is. It's child abuse, full stop. Okay, so that's what Clodagh has to say. And yes, circumcision as a procedure is legally performed in Ireland. We were reading earlier on about 3% of boys in Ireland are circumcised.
Yeah,
it's very common practice in Jewish and Islamic communities. It's also practiced by many African communities, as we've just heard.
And American.
And American.
Most American young fellas, grown men, would have been circumcised as kids as well. I have friends who are American, live in Ireland. They've been living in Ireland 25 years. They've had two boys in Ireland and both are circumcised, not on religious grounds. I don't even know what religion they are, but they're not Jewish or Muslim. But their boys are circumcised because it's standard in the States, apparently. Now, I have to be honest with you, before we came on, and we shouldn't have done this, we watched a video of the medical procedure taking place and I had to turn it off. I was horrified. It was horrific. Absolutely horrific. And here's my thing. You're all entitled to your culture. But if your culture involves the mutilation of a baby's penis, I'm sorry, no. And if you want to get it, if you insist on getting it done, if you are, say for instance, and I've made this point very clear to my friends, my American friends, they know how I feel about this. If it's part of your culture, yeah, not your religion or your religion, or whatever, go back to America and get it done there. We should not be allowing this to happen unless it's on medical grounds.
Now, this is a procedure that has happened since time began, and is a procedure that has been performed on baby boys since time began.
I've never understood, unless it's medical reasons, unless there's an issue with the foreskin, where the foreskin won't come back and it has to be done, I do not see the need for doing it. Why would you? I mean, we talk about piercing babies, how traumatic that is for children. Multiply that by 10,000. And you've got circumcision.
Well, no, I was reading earlier on that within a couple of days, the baby is over. The baby is brand new. Not a bother. It's not that it's a day procedure.
No. I've looked it up and yes, what happens is the skin obviously heals and under the foreskin, the skin, which is normally quite sensitive, it hardens up. It becomes less sensitive. There are positives to it. It's cleaner as well when you don't. But still, I can't get around the fact that someone would do that to a baby.
Okay, is something that is in your culture, or as you said yourself, you're American, and it is very, very common. Over 90% of baby boys in America are circumcised.
Yeah.
Is
it that high?
Yeah, it's very high. Jesus. Yeah, it's extremely high. You're still saying that it should be illegal here. We should not be allowed to perform circumcision.
Only on medical grounds. It's mutilation.
The child is fine.
Ah, okay. That's where we're going today.
You're going to dictate to people whether they can get a circumcision performed in Ireland.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't make up the laws. But if I did make up the laws, I was shocked. I didn't realise how widespread it was.
Well, it's not that widespread in Ireland, but it is widespread in other parts of the world.
It's widespread enough if there's even five babies getting it done. And we're talking about, remember, we're talking about unnecessarily getting it done. Okay, if it's for medical reasons, absolutely it has to be done. We all have to get horrible things done to ourselves for medical reasons, but this is not for medical reasons. And I'm sorry, the excuse of, well, all my brothers got it done, so I want my son getting it done as well, that doesn't wash with me. Thank you.
Okay, so make it illegal, you're saying.
Yeah.
Dictate to people who may be Jewish or maybe Muslim, sorry, that may be part of your religion, but you're not doing it here. That's what you want to do.
I just can't get my finger. I can't get my head around it. I just find it. Did you not see the video?
I did see it.
Jesus Christ.
Every surgery is horrible to watch.
Now, you couldn't see
every type of surgery.
You couldn't see exactly what was going on, but you could see what the child was, or the baby was going through, and I'm not the better of it, I have to say.
Our number is 085-825-2626.
Because you've kept your mouth shut.
No, I haven't. I'm arguing that. Who are you to be telling people what to do with their babies?
You don't think it's genital mutilation?
No, I don't believe that. This is a procedure that has happened since time began. You want to dictate to Jews or Muslims who circumcise their babies.
It's not always done on religious grounds.
I know it's not always done on religious grounds.
My American friends are not Jewish or Muslim. And
I understand that. But again, who are you to dictate what people do with their children?
I'm me.
Children aren't dying from circumcision.
It's horrific.
Let's kick off with Evan.
Hey folks, I think we just need to be honest now and call male circumcision what it is, and that is male genital mutilation. Now, we in the Western world, we rightfully condemn female genital mutilation, which is brutally carried out against women and young girls, pretty much without consent. There is no case where there is consent for that to be carried out. And the same can be said for male genital mutilation, male circumcision, a harmful practice in which the young boy that this practice is carried out upon has no say in whatsoever. It's a harm that does carry certain medical effects. And quite, like, regardless of religious belief, your religious belief should not then translate into doing harm upon another person's body. So, regardless of religious freedom or whatever reasoning someone wants to invoke to defend this practice, no, it should be criminalised in this country. It's a horrific practice that has no place in the modern Western world.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hey, guys. How's things?
You saw we were debating this topic today and it resonated with you. You have personal experience in this.
I do.
And a very similar story by the sounds of it.
Yeah. When I was pregnant with my son, and now this has gone back over a year ago now, so it is myself and my son's father, my partner, we had a discussion about it. He explained to me that he had it done when he was born, and I explained to him that I don't feel, as my son's mother, I don't feel comfortable on having my son circumcised.
Okay, now your husband, your partner is from Africa?
Yeah, yes. He is, yeah.
Okay, so again, as we heard from this lady, Clodagh, about her partner being from South Africa, it is widely practiced in much of Africa. So you said you didn't feel comfortable with it, and what did he say?
First of all, he explained to me the reasons why they do it. And again, he was after saying it's a cultural thing. And I was after turning around and I was after saying to himself, I respect your culture, I respect your beliefs and your religion and everything else. Like, then he asked me, why did I feel uncomfortable? I feel that it's a form of child abuse.
And how did he respond to that?
He was after responding, saying that it's not a form of child abuse. There was a little bit of a heated debate between the two of us in relation to this topic.
Okay, so, like we said, the exact same story as Clodagh told. What happened? Did you get your child, have you had your child circumcised?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Is that a conversation that you're still having, or is your decision on a final? In other words, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
And is he annoyed over that?
He was at the start, but then a time went by, he just got over it and he respected my decision.
Okay, so your child, who's one now, hasn't been circumcised, even though his dad would have preferred him to be.
Yeah, he's not circumcised, no.
And for you, you're obviously happy that that's what's happened.
Yeah.
Can you understand in any way why he would have wanted to get it done?
I could understand for health reasons and things like that. I could understand why he wanted to get it done. I don't want to sound harsh when I say this. Sorry, it's a bit upsetting. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound harsh when I say this, but I don't think I would be able to look at my son the same way after him being circumcised.
What religion is your partner, by the way, Anya?
Christian.
Oh, he is a Christian. Okay.
Yeah.
But he's not Catholic. Yeah. He's not Catholic, but he's a Christian. So no. So it wasn't on religious grounds then. It was more...
No, and I did say that in the introduction, that it is very common in Africa, full stop, regardless of religion. It is, like in the States, it's very, very common in the States, and it's not on religious grounds. So...
fair play to you for I'm not getting involved in your relationship issues or whatever, but I just I want to say to you, Anya, fair play to you for standing your ground. Now I can see Adrian rolling his eyes, saying culture is culture.
Yeah.
Would you say that to Anya then, Adrian?
The fact of the matter is that this procedure would not be carried out on boys in Ireland if it was detrimental to the child's health or well-being.
No one's saying it is. Nobody's saying that it's going to kill the child, but still.
But it has no negative effects on the child in the long run.
Okay, Anya, no negative effects. You should have just given in to the husband. That's what Adrian is saying. Give in to the man in the house.
No, because again, I don't want to sound like I'm a bad mother when I say this at all. I couldn't, like, for instance, like if I was, you know, changing a nappy or something, it will just constantly repeat in my mind that my son was after getting something done that he actually did not need to get done.
Okay, so you're happy that you stood your ground. Let me ask you, because this is what Clodagh contacted us about in the first place. She believes that the practice, the medical practice of foreskin removal or circumcision, should be banned in Ireland unless it's for pure medical reasons.
100% agree with her. If it's for medical if it's for serious medical reasons. I hands down, yeah. But if it's not for medical reasons, and if it's for coming from a cultural aspect, yes, it should be banned.
And you probably would have, I'm not putting words in your mouth here now, but you probably only would have felt like the worst mother in the world handing your child into the surgery that day, knowing what they were going to go through. It looks absolutely horrific.
So does every medical procedure, Jeremy. Watch the surgery I had 2 weeks ago. You'd fall off your chair. Every medical procedure is not nice to look at.
But most...
There's no but.
Yeah, but yes, there is. Most surgeries, are essential surgeries, They're not elective surgeries, Circumcision is an elective surgery. And by the way, and this hasn't even been mentioned, as well, where does the baby have a say in this matter? Where is my body, my choice?
Well, he doesn't.
No, you were literally doing something that is so, so intrusive to that baby, and the baby doesn't even have a say in the matter.
Stay there
you
for a second.
Made a very good point there, Jeremy. My body, my choice.
Yeah.
Going back to a few weeks ago, I don't want to go off topic here, but going back there a few weeks ago when women get their child's ears pierced. Where does the child get to say on that? Even though it's completely different.
It is. But you know where I'm coming from. Okay. Stay there for one second, if you can, please, Anya. So she was there, wore the T-shirt, and the child wasn't circumcised in the end. Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Una. Do you believe that circumcision should be made illegal in Ireland? It should be illegal to perform this surgery unless it's for medical reasons.
No, it shouldn't be. If it's for medical reasons, yes. But not that's, in my eyes, like Jeremy said, it's child abuse. I mean, I totally agree with it, 100%. I mean, if they want their culture, keep it in their country. We don't want her over here. If you were out on the street and you slapped a child's leg or hit a child, you'd be arrested for that, for haunting a child. And that's the same thing, you're haunting a child. It hasn't got a say in the matter. That's my opinion.
Okay, so as we said, about 3%, now it's small enough, but about 3% of baby boys in Ireland are circumcised, some for religious or cultural reasons. We've a lot of foreign nationals living here that would practice circumcision as part of their culture, yet we're going to dictate to them that you can't do it anymore.
Well, is it the Catholic doctors or nurses or whoever, are they doing this? Are they doing it? Or are they just these foreigners that are doing it?
No. You can get it done in hospitals here in Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I just totally agree, Rich. I mean, it's like the ear person. I brought this subject before. I don't mind them when they get older. And you say, Mammy, I'd like to get my ears pierced.
But just like with the ear piercing, if you get a baby's ear pierced, it is painful for a few seconds and that's it. But as the child gets older, it becomes more of an issue. The same with circumcision. You wouldn't want a 14-year-old going to get circumcised.
Well, the child is still in pain. Does the child sit up laughing and giggling when it's getting it done? I don't think so. I mean, Jeremy said he's seen it on video. Was the child screaming? Was the child crying? It doesn't matter what it is. I just totally agree. And it's girls do get it done, not just boys. They get it done as well.
Okay, now that's a different matter altogether. And that isn't...
No, but it's the same.
Okay, but that isn't carried out here in Ireland.
How do you know?
Well, not legally, anyway.
Well, I don't think... What's the difference between the both getting it done, that's their religious.
Okay, so you believe that the practice of circumcising baby boys should be made illegal in Ireland, regardless of who wants to get it done, regardless of their religious background or anything, you should not be allowed to circumcise a baby in Ireland.
Yes, most definitely, yes.
Okay,
I do.
Una, stay with me for a moment. Our number is 085 825 2626. There's a huge reaction to this. Jonathan has been on to us.
Well, lads, how are you getting on? Funny story about this, actually. A friend of mine years ago used to hang around with him a small bit. We were out one night in Temple Bar and he hooked up with this girl from Kildare. He went back to her house. Apparently, she was a horse trainer and she talked him into getting circumcised that night in the bedroom. She reckoned it would add a little bit extra to what he was already packing. And yeah, she circumcised him in the bedroom. He was showing us all the next day. I mean, how drunk do you have to fucking be? But yeah, you got it done.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I'm still none the better of that message from Jonathan a moment ago.
It takes some woman to be able to convince me to get that done. I mean, it took my wife 2 years to convince me to get the snip done. But can you imagine?
Oh, that's horrific.
Yeah, yeah.
Liam is in America.
So, like, my thing with the whole circumcision is that, and this is kind of like an agnostic, the religious angle always bothered me, because if God created us in his own image, he put the foreskin there for a reason. Like, there's a practical reason why it's there. But also, just like, you know, from plain logic, all the arguments that aren't like religiously based are incredibly like just like incredibly like stupid about it, because it's not that hard to take care of and clean. Like, there's very few like medical reasons why you would need it removed. So this is something that should have, if they were planning on having kids, they should have brought up like a long time ago, I feel. Because, yeah, I mean, it's a big change. You're making a decision for this kid. It's like not to compare apples to oranges, but it is kind of like when you decide to like pierce the ears of your kid, because you're making that decision because of how you want that kid to look, you know?
All right, Liam, thanks very much indeed for your message. Liam is in America, where the practice is, where it's widely practiced.
And I agree with you. It's exactly, like, it is comparable to piercing your ears. They're both two things that people do because of culture. Ear piercing is done because of culture. They're both two things that are done because of culture that the child has absolutely no say in it. And that's what makes it disgusting.
Robbie has a good point to make on this.
I've always found circumcision on religious grounds to be very, very funny. So, like, they're saying God creates us in our womb, and then we're born, so, you know, he's realised he made mistakes. He said, no, cut that bit off.
Yeah, okay, Robbie, thank you. Now, sorry.
According to Adrian, it's culture. Culture has to come first.
I don't know many people who are circumcised in Ireland. It's not a common practice, but I don't believe...
Sorry, it is a common practice.
I don't believe... Ireland,
how would you know the people? They don't go around wearing badges saying, by the way, I have no foreskin.
No, I'm talking about... We know that 3% of babies in Ireland are circumcised. That's a very small percentage. That means 97%. Haven't been circumcised. But if you are a Muslim or if you are Jewish, it is something that your religion promotes. And you're telling people,
Really at a loss to understand how any religion could be promoting circumcision. What is cutting a baby's foreskin off got to do with religion?
Jason, you're on.
Answer the question.
I don't know. I'm not part of that religion.
Can somebody answer that question to me? Because I'm at a loss. What does religion, most of which is made up anyway, got to do with mutilating a baby's genitals? Because I don't know.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
How are you, Adrian? I'll tell him, because religion is all about control.
Right. What's that got to do with circumcising a baby?
No, that's what he asked me. What's religion and all the circumstances? Because religion is about control. People are saying it's a religious thing. Religion is about controlling you, controlling everything about you from the time you're born to the time you die, because then you went to the afterlife if you believe in that type of stuff. The circumstances, but Adrian, would you agree with FGM then?
No, absolutely not. No, and it's a very different thing.
But it's still a religious, cultural thing. But it's okay for you to chop up a boy's penis, but it's not okay for you to go near a girl.
And in very few countries is that a legal procedure. It is illegal in most countries in the world because of how severe it is. It is it's a very different conversation.
It's barbaric.
Yes, it is barbaric, yeah.
But so is touching a young man's foreskin and having a circumcision for no reason, just because you want that, because it's part of your culture or part of your religion. No, we don't practice that over in this country. So why are we bending over for other people's religions? That's something that doesn't go on here. We're not going to. Are we going to import all the cultures and all the religious cultures? What about the ones we don't like?
Okay, but again, this isn't practiced on religious grounds in the States, for example. Over 90% of men
in the States are
circumcised.
This is a very common practice. But that's in America. And where did that start from? I'm sure it started somewhere with religious somewhere back when America was being formed and one of the religions took hold. I'm sure I personally only ever thought it was a Jewish thing. To be honest with you, because when you'd watch movies or when you'd watch a lot of American TV, it was always, I never thought it was a Muslim thing. And that's being honest with you. I never thought it was a Christian thing. Now I've heard that it is. But there you go, the religious things. What about people's freedom?
Yeah, well, I could argue the exact same thing. What about people's freedom to decide whether or not they want to get their own child circumcised?
So can you do what you want to your own child because it's your own child?
No, but this is a legal procedure. This isn't illegal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But why should we make it legal in this country? We should ban it outright in this country. Anything to do with mutilating a child's body, we should ban. We're not allowed to smack children. We're not allowed to give out to them. I mean, I don't really agree with piercings in a child. I think a child should be able to make up its own mind. I don't think any child under the age of probably 12, 14 should have earrings. And that's coming from somebody with a load of daughters. Because I think it's their decision. You're doing something to their body. You wouldn't like it if somebody came along and just stabbed something into you.
Again, that's a different conversation, but it is a practice that is widespread in Ireland, piercing baby girls in particular. But let me go back to this particular procedure of circumcision. It is not detrimental to a child's health. It does not have any long-lasting side effects. Otherwise, it wouldn't be performed. So why would you want to dictate to other people what they do with their own children?
But we do all the time. But we do dictate to people what they do all the time with their children. And I just think this is invasive. Okay, medically, there's no reason to get it done. You just said it there. Medically, there's no complications. What about psychologically? Has anybody asked? Has anybody lined them all up and asked them all this? And when you found out you were circumcised, you know, did it have any effect on you? We don't know. I'm just saying, I just think it's very intrusive. We wouldn't do it to girls, so I don't see why we should be allowed to perform anything like that on boys.
So do you believe that there should be a campaign launched in Ireland to ban the performance of this procedure in medical facilities in Ireland?
Yeah, I'd sign up for that.
Do you think people would support it?
I'm sure there'd be a lot that would. I'm sure there'd be some that wouldn't. It's like any campaign. I mean, you're always going to get people out in to support anything and go against anything. You know that. Can I pick Mr. Dixon up on one thing he said?
Yeah, what did I say?
He said piercings was a cultural thing.
I said what?
Piercings. Ear piercings and all was a cultural thing.
Well, it kind of is. It kind of like
what culture?
Well, Spanish culture. The travelling community as well would be quite commonplace in the travelling community. So, yeah, it is cultural.
Oh, so you're trying to say posh people don't have earrings?
No, I'm not sure. I'm just saying there are certain things that are cultural that I necessarily. I'm on the same side as you, by the way. So I'm not against you. I just think the whole thing about culture. There's lots of things that are cultural. I mean,
but see, we don't import all cultures, do we? Because not everything. We don't agree with everything that every culture does, do we? So we don't import every single culture.
I mean,
we have our own culture, so let's hang on to it. In our culture, we don't circumcise our children. So let's hang on to that culture. We're giving away so bloody much as it is.
I got in trouble a few years ago. I don't know if you all remember this. I gave out yards because a place where I used to go to for lunch, and I'd been going there for years, I found out after a couple of years that the meat that they were selling in the deli was halal meat. And I had a big problem with that because I don't approve of halal meat. I don't approve of the way that the animals are killed to make halal meat. And I was called Islamophobic, which is the furthest thing of what I am. There are certain cultures, yeah, that you can have a problem with. One of the cultural things I have a problem with is halal meat. I won't eat it. Because
it's we're brought up to eat our meat because it's being slaughtered a certain way. We don't believe in the way they slaughter. Yeah.
No.
I mean, so can we not hang on to these things? We have a certain ways and beliefs in this country. Okay, people don't agree with them all. You don't agree with them all. I don't agree with them all. But, I mean, we can't get rid of everything just to suit everybody else.
So export your circumcisions, Adrian.
So send the problem to England like we did with abortion for years and years.
It's not a problem. You just said it's not a problem, Adrian. So it doesn't have to be done.
No, but that's what you're saying. Export it. Take it out of this country like we did with abortion for years and years. We need to deal with these things ourselves. Do me a favour. Stay in the line there for 1 second. Our number is 085-825-2626. There is a lot of reaction on this. Let me go to Sinead. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sinead?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Good, thanks, Sinead. What did you want to say on this?
Two of my sons were born with a condition called hypospadias from birth. Now, that meant as well, come probably between the 12 to 18 months, they had to be circumcised due to their penis being overwrapped with skin.
Okay.
So other people, you know, they're absolutely fine. They do look, the two of them are the same, but the two of them have the same condition. But my older son did not have it done, and he did not have the defect from birth either. But unfortunately, the two of them did have to have it done because when a man with holes were peeing out, theirs wasn't corrected. It wasn't in the place of where it should be, so they had to have it redrawn and the skin had to be brought back. They don't look any different to anybody else. Now, I'm...
Okay, but again, these procedures were performed for medical reasons, though,
in Tempestry Hospital, yes, they were. Yeah,
okay. A lot of people believe that yes, if it's to be performed for medical reasons, that's fine. And in the case of your two boys, that's what it was. But it shouldn't be possible to circumcise a baby boy just because you want to.
Well, I have three boys, three sons, but I probably wouldn't. I'd probably leave them alone if they didn't have a defect or any medical reason. If it's not a reason to do it, I wouldn't put my children undergoing it, no.
But, you know, talking about that procedure having been done, how difficult was it?
For my first son to get it done, he had to have it done twice, unfortunately, because the first time it didn't work. And he was only 18 months old going through that procedure. So, and then he had to have it done again when he was two, when he was being potty trained, because that's when we realised it wasn't corrected. But no, he was fine. We were in Tempestry for 2 days. Yes, there was, he did have to have a cataract out of his you know, the pee bag was put it themselves for 2 days, and that came out when they're fine now. They're 12 and 10 and doesn't affect them in any shape or form.
But it was as traumatic on the lads.
Oh yeah, of course, they were only babies. You know, like one was only a year old and the other was 18 and a half. So yes, of course it's traumatic. They're only children. Like, you know, the baby factor, and you know, of course you have to go underneath the blood procedure of being cut and obviously put asleep. It's hard for the parents to go down with them, and obviously, you know, you don't know if it's going to work, if they're going to come out with worse than what they are.
But thankfully, they came out of it okay. But you also believe, along with our other callers, that this procedure should be made illegal unless it's, like with your boys, for medical reasons.
Well, yeah, I couldn't see why you'd want to go and do it for no medical reason or for any reason. Like, why would you want to put your babies through that? You know, like, if it's not for a medical procedure, leave them alone.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in a few more of your opinions on this. This is Sinead.
Hey, guys. Just want to say fair play to that girl there who's talking about the circumcision that she objected to get done with her husband for their son. I was in the same boat. Thankfully, I actually had two girls, and I was praying I'd have two girls, so I wasn't going to be faced with this situation when I was married to my former husband. I knew it was going to be an issue, and he was already talking about it before, so I was thankful when it didn't happen. And as for their Christian beliefs, I'm a Christian myself, but if they actually really look into it, the circumcision was actually done in the Old Testament and not the New Testament, so it's actually not applicable. There was a reason why they did it back then, and that reason, it's not applicable in today's society if they actually really research it. Yeah, so fair play to her. I know of another girl, actually my ex did cheat on me then, and had a baby with somebody else, was a boy, and again he forced her, or tried to force her, into having the male circumcised, and of course she refused as well. So I guess people have to realise they're in our culture, they're in our society, they came here, we didn't go to Africa, and it's about time that they conform to our ways, our culture and our beliefs if they want to get on in our society.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Sorry, folks.
Well, Dave, I didn't realise how major an issue this was until we get messages like that one we just played. Being there and done that with her husband. Should we make the practice of circumcising baby boys illegal in Ireland?
Yes. I don't really know how anybody can defend a position like not to do it. I mean, you know, you hear people like cultural and religious reasons. Fuck your culture and your religion. You're cutting the foreskin off a baby for no other reason than you. It's just a thing that's done. You know, once upon a time here, it was culturally acceptable to come home from the pub and beat the shit out of your wife. Or women had to wear veils over their heads after they had a baby because they were considered shameful. Like, you know, shit changes as time goes on. It's a disgusting and barbaric practice. I mean, who is it? The ultra-Orthodox Jews. The rabbi bites off the foreskin in a religious ceremony. And children in America, a couple of children in America die every year from contracting herpes through that, religious ceremony. Like, would you have an issue with that?
That's not how it's done here, though.
No, but yeah, I know. But you're saying that we need to respect religious and cultural practices. So I'm just wondering where the line in the sand is, like...
A lot of people believe it is... hang on for a second. It's much more hygienic for a baby boy to be circumcised, that there would be no bacteria building up in behind his foreskin.
What is the difference between male and female age? And you condemned about 10 minutes ago, didn't you, Dave?
It's not a completely different practice. Female genital mutilation involves cutting off a woman's clitoris. You think that's okay? No. That is mutilation.
Yeah, but it's like, look, I'm all for let's respect other people's cultures and religions until it takes away your right to agency and bodily autonomy. You know, that's the line in the sand. No, but Adrian, you never answered my question. The one about the Jewish people to bite it up.
No,
are you okay? Like,
no, that's horrific. That's horrible.
So,
but again,
okay,
that's, see, well, that is not how circumcision is performed in Ireland.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be performed anyway. I mean, what's the reason? It's just because it's a thing that's done. Like, it's not culture. It's not a cultural practice here. I mean, fuck's sake, go back 2,000 years ago, we used to burn livestock alive in bonfires as an offering to pagan gods. Should we bring that back? Should we do that again? No, we evolved as a society. We don't do it anymore.
In other words,
there's no reason for you to. And here's another thing as well. Anesthetics, like even a simple procedure going under anesthetic is, you know, dodgy enough, right? Mm-hmm. And you're putting a baby under an anesthetic so you can chop off a piece of their body.
Okay.
Who in their right mind thinks that's okay?
I want to go back to something that Jeremy said a while ago, and that was about halal meat, okay? Wouldn't be for me either. I know I have eaten it on occasion, but we allow animals to be slaughtered to halal methods here in Ireland. We have a number of factories in Ireland that will slaughter...
I know where they are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Will slaughter meat in line with halal, yeah? We allow that because there are people who want to consume halal meat. So why should we...
But we shouldn't allow that. That's another practice that should be banned in this country. If you want halal meat, import it. If you want Wagyu beef, you have to import it. So they shouldn't be allowed. Like, yeah, we eat meat, but the way the animals are treated when we do it and the way they're slaughtered, we do it as you know, with as little pain and discomfort as possible. Halal meat is fucking barbaric. It's another thing that should be left behind. There's a lot of cultural practices we used to do in this country that we don't do anymore. And we shouldn't, like, you know, like, I'm not saying we shouldn't respect other people's cultures. Obviously, we should. We should all try and endeavor to get along. But I'm sorry, like, if it brings discomfort or pain to an animal, or if it's something like chopping off a child's foreskin, I think that's, you know, I think that's a bit of a line in the sand now. Like, I, Adrian, honestly, man, I can't understand how you're being the one who's defending this. You know what I mean? Like,
here's the reality, Dave, and I mentioned this already. In the States, 90% of boys are circumcised. You're the odd you're the odd one out in America if you're not circumcised.
I get that. And but like, there's like all the casual racism is coming out today because everybody's like jumping on it. It's, you know, it's Muslims and it's Africans and stuff. And there's 350 million people in America. There's probably more Christians who get circumcised than non-Christians.
Oh no, there
you
are.
Know? So it's
there
not
are.
A it's not a religious thing. And I put, here's another thing. Why should we be looking to America? I mean, their culture's fucked. You know, we're not living in America. We're living in Ireland. And the vast majority of people you meet in Ireland think it's fucking disgusting.
Okay, but say, for instance, my friends, and I'm agreeing with you on this completely, but my friends who are American, living here 20 years, had two boys here and got them circumcised purely on cultural grounds, nothing to do with religion at all. Should they have had to go back to America with their baby boys to get that done?
Yes. Yes, they should.
Okay.
We go to other countries. You go to a dry country as an Irish person, you can't drink. You respect their cultural norms. So why do we have to facilitate everybody else? And again, lads, you're chopping off a baby's foreskin. That's really the blunt end of it. You're chopping off a child's foreskin for no other reason than aesthetics or for a cultural reason. And this idea of hygiene is bullshit because we have a full country of people here. Most of us have never been circumcised and we don't have problems with hygiene because we wash ourselves. So that's a piss poor argument as far as I'm looking.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Dave. I just want to squeeze in a lot more comments coming in on this, like this from Darren.
When we go over to the likes of Algeria or Morocco, we have to follow their rules, where women have to cover up, no public displays of affection and all that crack. So it should be the same here.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed. And Sean also wants this practice banned.
Good afternoon, lads. How's it going? Yeah, no, I think it should definitely be banned or made illegal to perform on kids unless it's a medical emergency. People need to fucking leave kids alone. Let kids be kids. If they want to get it done when they're older, that's fair enough. That's their decision. Need to stop using religion as a fucking excuse. Religion's nothing but fucking corrupt evil. And bringing religious issues into your own personal business is a load of bollocks. Yeah, no, definitely needs to be made illegal for performing on kids, as I said, unless it's an emergency. But yeah, have a good one.
Orla, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Orla?
Hi, guys. I'm good.
Now,
I have to be quick.
Yeah, go on.
Personally, I think circumcision is completely abhorrent, obviously, unless it's for medical medical reasons. But I'm under the thing that if you make it illegal, it might go under the radar, and then you'll have people doing it in their kitchens and stuff like they used to do in the old days. And I think that some people still do it. And I mean, that's like, especially the people who do it for religious reasons. I mean, that is going, that is really, really scary thinking that that could happen again.
Mm, absolutely. You know? That people will start performing circumcisions in their own homes. And in fact, as you said, this probably does happen. We just don't hear about it. And in reality, it is quite likely that more than 3% of baby boys in Ireland are circumcised. They're the ones we know about. Yeah. They're the ones we know about.
You are right, and nobody has thought of that, Orla. We don't want to get into a situation where we have these things being done in apartments and up alleyways and stuff like that. Because
so why make it illegal then? Making it illegal will literally lead to that. And that's the point that you're trying to make, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I'd be afraid that's what would happen. It's like in the old days with abortions and things, not so much here, but, well, I don't know. You know, when you were doing it up like back alleys and stuff like that, extremely, extremely dangerous. And I don't know how many years ago, but I do remember a baby actually dying in Dublin after a circumcision done in the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was it was for religious reasons, but it was done in the home and the poor baby died. It bled to death.
Okay, so that your worry is that it would go underground and it would be a lot more dangerous for baby boys.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Now, I don't agree with circumcision, but at the same time, there is that fear of the opposite happening, you know.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your call. And thank you, all of you, for your calls. An interesting conversation that we've never actually had before.
Never had it before. But it is true. These things, like my mother told me, I didn't realise this was true. I always thought this was a myth. Back in the day, people couldn't afford to go to dentists. And if they had a toothache, they would tie string around the bad tooth, tie the other end to the door handle.
And just slam the door.
Slam the door. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.